Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Let's go. Hey, good evening. It's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. I thought it would be a great time, Trevor, to mention that the Cardinals host the Giants July 16th through the 18th. And Friday's giveaway is Willie McGee bobblehead gnome. Saturday is a Paul Goldschmidt jersey for the adults. And Sunday, the kids get a Goldschmidt jersey. So tickets, you can find them at cardinals.com/promotions.
Slash?
I don't know why that is.
Splash.
Promotions.
Guessing that's slash.
Oh, slash. Promotions.
I promised Coach Hartlib that we were going to talk Reds for 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to now deliver on that promise.
Well, I wanted to say the last line of this. The St. Louis Cardinals fly. Dan Hartlib, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I've been waiting for this for a couple weeks.
I think it was a Sunday evening. I get a text from Coach, and it says, why haven't I been on lately? And the Reds had won like 8 straight. Can we?
Yeah, and I think they just swept the Cardinals. I think that in a 4-game series, I think that was kind of the gist of the text.
Yeah, and in St. Louis, by the way.
That was actually my bachelor party. So,
oh, that's right.
And I didn't appreciate that.
Hey, can't have everything.
Right. All right, Coach. Can we all agree that the Cubs, Cardinals, and Reds are just not very good, I don't think.
No, they're not very good at all. You start looking at, the teams in the West, and then you compare them to the teams in the Central. I mean, there's a huge difference. I think Milwaukee at times.
Yeah.
They look like a good team, but, boy, the Cubs, Cardinals, and Reds are very average.
It's too bad, too, because summer is always so much more fun when your baseball team is winning. That is for sure. Dan Hartlib is our guest, Illinois baseball coach. You know him. Second all-time. You passed Itch. Coach, what did that mean to you? Because I know personally how much Itch Jones means to you. What did that mean to you to have that happen?
Well, it's an honor, to have had the opportunity to be at Illinois long enough to pass your mentor and to pass a legend. He's such a special person, and it was neat because he started texting me about it before I realized that I was that close to doing it. And then, he texted me when I was one away from tying and two away from passing, and he said, make sure you get it done this weekend so awesome. That I can see it. How many people would do that?
Not many.
He's so, just such a good person, so humble. And it was neat. It was neat that he came out then on Sunday and presented me with a game ball. So just a fun day.
Coach, I know you're currently involved with some USA baseball activities. Could you fill us in on where you're at and what are you doing with that?
Well, I just left Champaign this morning, and I'm in Cary, North Carolina. I was selected to work with the USA collegiate team. This is a non-medal year for a number of reasons, one of them including COVID, but every other year is a medal round type year. And so it'll be 48 of the best young college players that they've assembled. There'll be a Stars team, which I'll be involved with, and a Stripes team. And we're going to barnstorm through the Appalachian League
cool.
and play Stars versus Stripes. I'll be involved with that through the 16th, and then a few of the coaches will leave, and they'll take a group of those players in, and they'll have a 3-day exhibition. I think it starts like the 20th. But they'll have a 3-day exhibition or 3-game exhibition games against the Olympic qualifying team. And wow. So, you know, this is my third stint with USA Baseball, and it's one of the biggest honors I've ever had in my baseball career. It's pretty neat when you put USA across your, you know, the front of you in a jersey and you stand there for the national anthem. So, you know, I'm hopeful that this will lead to having the opportunity to do some things on a medal round year. But it's awesome. This is fun. It's a very well-organized group, and, you know, they do so much for baseball across the country at all ages.
That is very cool. It's funny, Coach, because I've always said the Ryder Cup is my favorite sporting event, and I think a lot of that stems from the idea that this is the United States. And I understand that the European golfers are great guys, and don't get me wrong, but there's something to that in terms of knowing it's your country you're backing. What are some of the things that you will be doing with regards to coaching? I know as a former catcher, are you focusing in on that? Are you focusing in on pitching, hitting? What are some of the things that you'll work with this team on?
Well, I'll be one of the coaches on the Stars team. And, you know, there's a lot of unknowns right now because there's a few coaches aren't here. Tonight's our first practice. Elliot Avant, which is the head coach for North Carolina State, you know, they were pushed out of the NCAA tournament because of COVID. Yes. So he's not here. He won't be here for a couple of days because he's in quarantine. So I think we're all going to pitch in and make sure we get everything started. I know tonight I have the infielders for 30 minutes. I'll probably throw BP every day and then coach the bases during games and also do some things with positioning the fielders. Once Elliot gets here, you know, he'll oversee both teams, moving back and forth between them. And then Kevin O'Sullivan, which is Florida's head coach, he's overseeing the pitching on both sides. So it's a very, very good staff. I'm looking forward to spending time with them and, you know, as always, try to learn some new things, some things that can maybe help our program.
Very cool. A lot of home runs tonight at BP.
Yeah, with me throwing, there should be.
I was just going
to pitch for the Cardinals.
Oh, no, you wouldn't get it across the plate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was just going to say, Coach, when you walk out from behind that L screen and you make it to the third baseline, do you expect there to be some guys in black checking your hat and your glove? Or
wow.
The spider tech stuff. What's going on with that from your perspective?
You know, you look at loading the baseball, and it's happened for years in the big leagues, and, you know, you see it some in college. I'll give you kind of a long opinion on this.
Okay.
Not that you want a long one, but my thought is, and there was a tweet, or not even a tweet, it was sent out by Mike Schmidt. He was quoted in a little article, and I 100% agree with what he said. You know, first of all, as I said, loading the baseball or tack or whatever it might be has been part of baseball for years.
Right.
The thing to me that's changed is all the technology. And when you look at technology with hitters, there's much more emphasis put on exit velocity. There's more emphasis put on launch angle. And I think a lot of that's misunderstood. And I also think the game has changed because of agents. And when I say it's changed because of agents, you look at the players that are rewarded with the highest contracts, and a lot of them are home run hitters and then pitchers with strikeouts. There are so many things that have changed in the game. And so when you look at the batting average being as low as it is,
yes,
part of it's because of the shift. I think that's, something that's changed the game a little bit, because I think hitters are unwilling to make changes and try to go the other way and do things. There are certain hitters. And then you look at the new technology with the launch angle and the exit velocity, and I think hitters are so concerned about those numbers rather than hitting line drives, one-hop ground balls through the infield and making consistent contact. It's all about the power numbers and not so much about the average and the RBIs. And so I think the hitters have changed the way they approach things, which has led to pitchers having more success with the strikeouts And you know, now they're going after the pitchers with the tackiness of you know, the different substances. So, you know, I just don't think they're approaching things the way it should be approached. Okay. That's an opinion, but it's not going away.
Yeah, well, and is it overboard right now? I mean, like, you look at Max Scherzer the other night that gets checked like four times. I mean, this is one of the best pitchers in baseball, and to me it was kind of a little bit of a disrespect to a guy like Max Scherzer. I mean, I'm all for baseball being fair, don't get me wrong, but are we going overboard at this point with this stuff?
Well, I think you have to go, if you're going to check people and you're going to try to get it out of the game, you know, I'm not sure there's any parameters as far as how many times, or is it overboard? You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. And now that they've gone down that path, I don't see how you go back. It will only change if there's some grievances and some things that are done, you know, between the players' union and the owners. That's what ultimately will in my mind will be the final decision on how this goes, you know, from years down the line.
Yep, makes sense,
Coach. I know you got to get going. One more for you. How big of an advantage, or what do you think is the right difference between a pitcher that's using spider tack and then not? I know there's been a lot made of a Gerrit Cole who struggled here recently. In your opinion, as far as just the built-in advantage with that, how big do you think it is?
Well, spin rate's a big thing. And, you know, you can see it with some of the different technology. For instance, Rapsodo, when a pitcher uses something tacky, their spin rate's higher. Mm-hmm. And when your spin rate's higher, you know, and you elevate fastballs, it's more difficult to hit, and your breaking balls with more spin rate are sharper and usually break later. I mean, there's a number of things that you can look at. But, you know, are the pitchers that are struggling not using something tacky now?
Right.
I'm not sure. I mean, some guys just struggle at times. I mean, it's such a tough game, and you go through slumps and ups and downs. I would say that, you know, obviously he is struggling, but in my opinion, it's not because of using or not using a substance.
Fair enough. All right, Coach, I know you got to get going to help with USA Baseball. Long overdue to get you on. So we'll do this again, if you don't mind, here in the next month or so. I'd love to get you on and pick your brain more about baseball. If that's cool with you.
Well, I'll look forward to that. I'll look at the schedule to see when the Reds and Cardinals play. And if the Cardinals win, I know I'll be on in short order. So I'll put that on my calendar.
Hey, and I think you're playing the Cubs this weekend, so go Reds.
Yeah, figures. Jump on the bandwagon.
Right. Hey, thank you, Coach.
Guys, have a great week, and I appreciate it. And look forward to talking to you after some more Reds wins.
All right, buddy.
There you go.
Dan Hartlib, Illini baseball coach. I love it, man. I love the back and forth when it comes to the old Reds. You know, Coach Hartlib obviously was a catcher down at SIU, really good catcher, I believe out of Ohio. Was where he was from, the state of Ohio, and a guy that obviously knows baseball. So, I kind of agree with him that we're going a little overboard on this. But, I mean, you asked the question, how much does it help? And it's obvious that it helps. Not that we needed, you know, verification on that. I mean, we understand that if you're getting a better grip on the ball, you're going to be able to spin it better. You're going to be able to, like he said, elevate fastballs and such. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just... It's almost like we're always getting in front of ourselves, you know, getting in the way of ourselves when it comes sometimes to baseball, and just let it be. The Beatles said that eloquently.
Yeah, right.
Let it be. That was funny. He's like, I'll make sure to look when the next Cardinals Red Series is. That was good.
I'm sure after 4 or 5 home runs in a series by Jesse Winker, and Jonathan India is hitting like 400.
Wasn't much spider tack being used by the Cardinals pitchers that weekend.
Apparently
I can
not.
Promise you that. All right, Trevor?
The Cubs were in first last week.
Oh, no.
Because they're playing the Reds this weekend, who are currently in fourth. Or no, they're in third, right?
Third.
Right ahead of the Cardinals.
Yep.
But the Cubs are now only a game and a half on the Reds and 2 on the Cardinals.
Right.
So if this weekend were to go well in Colorado for the Cardinals... and well for the Reds against the Cubs could have gone from first place to fourth place
oh my goodness.
In the NL Central in a matter of 10 days.
Now, we said at the All-Star break, be within spitting distance,
we
right?
We did, but this is like, I mean, this has spiraled. They were up 7-0 today, and within 30 minutes, they weren't.
This Brewers series is the one that's going to hurt
that
you.
That was the nail in the coffin, if you ask me.
Now you got Milwaukee, 48-33, ahead of the Cubs, six games back at 42-39. Cubs have lost, they've won three of their last 10. Is that right?
Yeah,
three of their last 10. The Reds are even 500. They're 7.5 back. I assume they play tonight. Maybe they don't. Cardinals now 40-41, eight games back. And then the Pirates, 29-49, 17.5 back. Thank goodness they get to play the Cardinals on occasion.
Are you telling me the Cubs had a decent lead in the division, and they start checking for spider tack, and now
the bullpen,
they might be in fourth by the end of the weekend.
You know, Trevor?
I hadn't put together the fact that the Cubs bullpen suddenly blew up the week that spider tack was banned. Hadn't put that together.
Just for the hell of it.
Scott Frost!
I just haven't done it in a while.
Is it bad that I feel 2% like the front office is going, okay, phew, exhale.
Oh, I know.
We can sell now.
Oh.
Which is such a horrible thing to feel, but like, I don't know. I felt like they were just going to, I was so worried that they were going to be very sheepish about going all in on this team. And now I feel like they're almost not worried that the team is exceeding expectations anymore.
When is the deadline?
I believe it's still the, did they move it?
Is it July 30?
Or is it still
30?
The 31st?
Or 31st?
Of July.
Okay.
I don't know.
And it'll be interesting to see. By the way, that interview with Dan Hartland brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Two locations, Green and Neil. I always struggle with those.
You always question yourself on it. You know.
I mean, those are two of the bigger streets in Champaign. Green and Neil. But when I say them together, I don't want them to think that it's at Green and Neil. So Green Street location, also Neil Street location. GameDaySpirit.com. As the summer progresses, will be making my way to Game Day Spirit. McLean told me he's going to look out for me, and he's going to save me one of those orange hoodies. And I'm going to go in and purchase that, and then I'm going to be set for tailgates. Now, I can't wear it probably the first few. It'll be hot. Listen to Mark Tupper in there typing. Just going at it.
I didn't know I was still on.
I know, that was my fault. I had you on. But no, Game Day Spirit, great partner. Really appreciate that. All right, when we come back, a little MLB next question.
The thing that you didn't allow me to do.
Oh,
we're actually going to do it
yesterday.
Do you want to do this?
Yeah, I do.
John?
Next question.
Okay. John Gross is wanting to do it. Can I, before we get out of here, play the Lucas Giolito soundbite one more time? Last night, Josh Donaldson homered in the first inning off Lucas Giolito, the White Sox pitcher. He then mouthed something to Lucas Giolito, essentially saying, oh, without your little spider attack, now you can't get me out and I'm hitting home runs. So a reporter asked Giolito after the game about this. He threw out three bad words. But instead of beeping these out, Caitlin Graham, who is our business manager, told Trevor to use the duck quack instead. So here it is. It is one of the funniest.
Fantastic.
We had a text come in. From a 217 that said that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in a long time. I also missed this, and I'm sorry to the 217. Is the kid who pitched for Pittsburgh from Lindenwood related to Coach Hartlib? I don't know. I'm sorry. I just saw that. That's my fault. So, but here is the quack from Lucas Giolito. Back with next question after this.
Hey, Lucas, it looked like, looking at the replay, that Donaldson yelled something along the lines of, it's not sticky anymore after his home run in the first. Did you pick up any of that? And what's your reaction to him saying that?
I saw it after the fact. I mean, he's a f***ing pest. You know, that's kind of a classless move. If you're going to talk to my face, you can go, you know, cross home plate and do all that. Just come to me.
At forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Happy birthday, America. I have very specific reasons why I'm grateful and thankful. And if you want to know why, see my video at HabibHabib.com, and I bet you may put a few flags in your own yard. Thank you, America.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi. A delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company.
Fairs, festivals, and fireworks. 13 Thursdays going on July 1st as we bring in this new month. From 11 to 2, Campus Town trolley rides will be a whole lot of fun. And the movie Wonder Woman 1984 being shown on the quad. Be a part of 13 Thursdays with Champaign Center Partnership. Details at champagnecenter.com. The first Friday of the month, it's Friday Night Flicks with the Champaign Park District. They're playing Night at the Museum, so bring a blanket and some popcorn out with your family and enjoy Hessel Park showing Night at the Museum as part of their Friday Night Flicks. Details found at champagneparks.org. On Saturday, July 3rd, enjoy the festivities as we celebrate being an American with a parade in Savoy and Seymour at 10 a.m. Saturday the 3rd. On the 4th of July, Paxton's Pels Park will host the festivities. Champaign County Freedom Celebration has their fireworks at 9:15. Enjoy your 4th of July holiday with Stevie J Broadcasting.
How about investing in our children and their future? A future that depends on the foundation built from a child's earliest experiences. Learn more about how you can help provide quality early learning for children living in under-resourced communities at startearly.org.
Ensuring peace of mind, expanding business, building strong communities. Realize your financial dreams with BC Bank. For more than 150 years, Busey's built a foundation of broad financial capabilities, vast knowledge, and close relationships that span generations. You can realize your best future. Busey's right beside you. Member FDIC.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
When it comes to your family and their safety, security is always at the top of the list. Having a trustworthy and reliable security system is one of those things you just can't afford to get wrong. Barcom Security understands the threats you face. Why? Because they're local and family-owned. No corporate phone messages, no long wait times, no miscommunications. Join the many Central Illinois residents who sleep soundly knowing they're protected by Barcom. Visit them today, barcomsecurity.com.
Barcom Security, have a secure day.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Happy birthday, America. I have very specific reasons why I'm grateful and thankful. And if you want to know why, see my video at HabibHabib.com, and I bet you may put a few flags in your own yard. Thank you, America.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Hey Illini fans, it's your girl Chineo Gumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. He's been in and out all day. Back out again. Now, as he's busy, Pipes. He's just a busy guy. So, and he said, end of the month, he's just terribly busy. So,
it's all good. We understand.
Yeah. I don't know if that's his way of just saying, why don't you guys actually do your job without me?
or if he's actually busy.
He was a little frustrated with us yesterday by not following along with his guidelines. This next question was supposed to be yesterday.
Right.
Here it is today. He said, I've done my work. This was on the paper. You guys figure it out.
Well, look at this. So what we did is we were supposed to do this yesterday. Now it's the last segment of the day. At least we're getting to it. That's the key. It was great to talk to Dan Hartlib. Always great to hear from Dan. He was kind of nice on the Reds. Wasn't too bad. I think we're so bad, all of us, that it doesn't really matter anymore. If you're a Cubs, Cardinal, or Reds fan, I mean, at this point, you're just kind of all drowning in misery.
No one thinks they're good.
No.
Which is kind of a funny deal where you still are fairly grouped closely.
Yeah.
Within, you know, 3-4 games between those three teams. I know that we're all chasing the Brewers at this point.
Right.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. Know. It's just really killed the baseball vibe. I say that as we're about to do a baseball next question, but for me personally, the Cardinals, I'm just killed my baseball vibe way too early in summer. We got too long until football to have these down in the dumps feelings.
I was talking to Alec Bussey. Remember our former intern? He came on the show with us once in a while, and he's a St. Louis kind of native. He's down around that area. He's not from St. Louis, like Oakville up in that area. And he texted me about the Cardinals this weekend because, you know, I just kind of lost my mind on the Cardinals. And he's like, you know, it stinks when your baseball team isn't good because – and he brought it up, and I don't know how to go through this. Like, one example is, like, if your college football team isn't good, at least you got the NFL. Or if your NFL team's bad, maybe your college football team is good. Well, unfortunately for guys like you and I with Illinois and the Bears and the Cardinals, we have a lot of years where nobody's good.
We've experienced that.
But like he said, like during the summer, there's nothing really else going on. So if your baseball team is bad, I mean, I responded to him. I'm like, I'm dead serious. There's a part of that, 10% of it, that ruins my summer if they're bad. If they're good, I'm not saying that it's like 80% makes my summer better. But man, I am like taking time to figure out how to watch the Cardinals or, you know, taping it or DVRing, excuse me, to get back to closer terms now to today's society, and then watching it later or zipping through it when I get home. But now it's like, I don't know, I still tune in on occasion. You know, and again, you know, 3 in a row, whatever. I mean, are we supposed to be excited again now, or is it like, or are they just, it's the Diamondbacks?
It's what you expect.
Exactly.
It's a team that at least hasn't had it all fall off as far as the wheels go or whatever, and you had Carlos throw a decent game last night, which was nice to see. Am I fully buying back into Carlos?
No.
ERA went from 13 in June down to, he's probably going to finish, what, 9, 10?
9, yeah.
So still a lot of concerns, and it is that hard thing when they're on TV and it's your option is watch your baseball team or watch whatever NBA playoffs game is on that night. I know you got Stanley Cup as well. So there are, not complaining here by any means, but when you're trying to convince yourself to just check in on your own baseball team, that's not a spot that we're in most years.
Not at all.
And I know that Cubs fans are, oh, here we go. Cardinals fans complaining.
Well,
again,
lately the Cubs haven't been in that spot.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they understand what it's about right now. And listen, I can be a lazy guy and just find something on Netflix or, you know, Gangs of London or something like that. I mean, I can be lazy and just watch something and not have to think. I would just rather be piqued with interest on a Cardinals baseball game. It's just that simple. So now, anyway, here we go. What the heck? We're already delaying this now. So I'm sure Trevor's thinking, are we even going to get to the MLB next question? Let's do it. Let's cue the music. Let's get to next question, MLB edition. Wait, we got to figure out if Johnny Gross.
Next question.
There he is. John Gross is with us. So MLB next question. I am going to read the question, Derek. How about I read the first, you read the second, and so on?
Sounds
is that good?
Yep.
Because, again, Trevor he's running around this place somewhere. So we'll start with this. We are 1 week into the MLB's new substance policy. 63 starting pitchers have had a, quote, significant decline in spin rate and overall performance, according to StatCast. Now, do you like, Pipes, and I'll answer as well, do you like the rules so far? What are some of the pros and cons, and do you think this should continue?
Ah, man.
That's a hard question off the bat.
Yeah, and it is complicated. Do I want it to be a fair game?
Yeah.
Do I want to take away whatever edge some of these pitchers clearly have been having, Garrett Cole? Because he's one that has really had a rough stretch
By the way, I saw on Twitter the other day, it said Garrett Cole the old Garrett Cole, the new Garrett Cole, and it's like this little league pitcher throwing.
Oh, man. And not Danny Almonte.
No.
Right. Who's like 3-4 years older. I want it to be a fair game.
Yeah.
I don't love that every pitcher, we're at the point of every pitcher's got to get checked and multiple for Max Scherzer in one night.
That's just ridiculous.
Too much. And it's just kind of like you're setting up a speed trap at the third or first base line. Just at the end of every inning, you check, all right, see your hat, see your glove.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. But at the same time, clearly this cracking down on this has had an effect on those that maybe are taking advantage of it. The spin rate is something that really sticks out, because if a pitcher just gets blown up here.
Exactly.
It would be easy and reckless to say, oh, well, they've been using the spider tracks or the whatever you call it. I don't know. That's the pros and cons, is just slowing down the game. The optics of it's just kind of annoying. But at the same time, you're making it clear that you can't get away with it because they're literally checking everybody.
Yeah. And listen, I'm on record as saying I think this was kind of weird to do just right in the middle of the season. Whether or not, I can't remember who sent us a text. Maybe they will again here in a minute on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line that said, I think they mentioned this in the offseason that they were going to kind of look at this in Major League Baseball. Well, the point is you didn't do that for the first 2 months. And then now all of a sudden, I mean, that's the ultimate speed trap. It's almost like saying, hey, over the 4th of July holiday, we're going to be out looking and then not do anything until like Saturday night at 9. And it's like, whoa, I thought you were doing this all weekend. So it's just one of those situations where they've waited. I'm with you. I mean, if this is truly seen as a pitcher, if you will, quote unquote, cheating to get ahead, then I understand why we'd want to help that with baseball. And I am a guy that, like, I am confused when I look at a batting order and 264 is like the best batting average on a team. I'm like, what in the world has happened to my baseball when guys back in my era hit 328 once in a while? And it's like, what is going on? So I guess in that sense, I guess the pro of it is that you're at least allowing the offense a better chance now. And maybe that will help the game of baseball. I know for a lot of people, they like runs. I've always been a guy that's been on record as saying, I don't mind a 2-1 game or a 3-2 game, et cetera. I just don't like 18 strikeouts a game. And whether or not that's the new evolution of guys wanting to either hit a home run or strike out, essentially, they don't want to strike out, but you know what I mean. Or if it's pitchers indeed being this good because of this, that is making that happen. I'm not sure. Listen, should it continue? I think they've done a good job so far of saying, okay, we're going to crack down on this. I think they can woe back now. I think now if you're a pitcher and you're still using something like that and you still go to the mound with that, even knowing that you could be checked at any moment, then you've got bigger, you know what, than I thought. I mean, in my mind, or a 10-day suspension just isn't enough and they don't care, to be honest with you. So I think at this point, they've kind of come in strong with this. They've had numerous guys drop their pants on the baseball field. So I feel like you've gotten your point across, yes. Major League Baseball. Now you can lower it back a little bit. Maybe every once in a while you check a guy. Now, the one thing I don't want, I know I'm talking too much. The one thing I don't want to see is picking on a pitcher like they did with Max Scherzer. Yes, Max Scherzer is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Is it because of this? I don't know. I still think he's going to be one of the best, even though even that night when he was checked 18,000 times, he won 3-2. So Scherzer's still good. I just don't want to all of a sudden, hey, Jack Flaherty's won 3 in a row, game 4 now, we're going to start checking him 6 times. I don't think it should be exclusive to all of a sudden we're going to hit on this guy because he's been really good. I think it should just be almost like urine tests were with steroids. Every once in a while, they're going to pick somebody and go find out if he's using.
That makes sense.
I don't know. That's a lot. I'm talking too much on that.
And I agree. Last point on it, I would say.
I could be a good politician.
Yeah, you could.
Because I just talked for 5 minutes, and I still don't know exactly what I meant by the pros and cons on that thing. Who knows?
Maybe you covered it all. But having the opposing manager, like you mentioned Scherzer with Joe Girardi, just pointing out, like, let's check him without any kind of, okay, he's been going in the hat oddly, or there's some kind of look on his glove. That just doesn't seem like something that should be happening.
Nope.
Next question.
All right, next up, we got the team with the best record in baseball. What is this, like 2016?
Do they know it's an odd year?
14, whatever it is. The San Francisco Giants. We are now almost halfway through the season. They are still in first place in the best division in baseball with, of course, the Dodgers and the Padres. Are you buying the Giants as a legitimate World Series contender?
Yes. And I'll tell you why, because they are getting it done against the Padres and Dodgers, two teams that I absolutely consider World Series contenders. So the sense that they're getting it done against them in the same division and have basically wire to wire to this point led that division, then yes, I'm banking this on the Giants. I feel like, and you're going to know this a lot better than I, Pipes, in terms of the actual players, the pitchers, who's getting it done. I mean, I know the basics with the Buster Posies and guys like that, but I feel like this is such a nice mix of veterans and some young kids. You know, this Dee Sclafani and guys like that that have really made a difference for the Giants. You know, Klaibs talks about Flag Day. Well, we're past Flag Day by quite a bit. And here we are almost to July 1st, and the Giants are not letting up. In fact, if you want to look at it locally, they're the one team that kind of banged around the Chicago Cubs, whereas the Cubs had their way against almost every contending team in the National League. The Giants kind of slowed them down and said, hold on, you're not quite us, this year especially. So, yeah, I think the long-winded answer is, yeah, I do feel like they are World Series contenders. Do you think that?
I'm still skeptical, okay. And I have to be just based on the name recognition, or just you're looking through their order or their rotation, and look, they've given up like the second fewest runs in baseball. So do I think that a Kevin Gausman's going to continue to have a sub-2 ERA? I would be skeptical of that just because...
I don't even know who that is.
We don't really even know who Kevin Gausman really is. And Dee Sclafani or Sclafani, I mean, whatever he's throwing, like you said the other day, it seems like he's throwing every night.
Right.
He's been great. Cueto's been very serviceable.
Yes.
And guys in their order that have been around for a long time. Brandon Crawford's hit 17 home runs.
Unreal.
Posey's hitting 330. One of the probably the only guys doing that, him and Castellanos.
Crazy.
Yeah, Hartlib's guy.
Yeah.
But I just think they got an older lineup with older guys in there. But then again, the contrary to that is they were never this super, like, star power name recognition team when they were really good, when they were winning World Series.
That's a great point.
An older guy like Hunter Pence who goes crazy eyes in the playoffs and hits like 350. So maybe they're just Giantsing again. If that's a verb, I don't know.
And this decade, they're going to do it every odd year. Maybe. Instead of the even. Yeah, Hunter Pence. How about the wild eyes of Hunter Pence? Mm. That guy, every time he would come up back in the day when the Cardinals and Giants were essentially just switching years, every time Pence would come up against the Cardinals, I'm like, oh, here he goes again. And sure enough, he'd bloop some double to right center, and it's like, no!
Every time.
He was good. All right, let's go, John Gross.
Next question.
Pipes, the Nationals are 10-3 in their last 13 games, right when I thought we'd get Max Scherzer. 10-3 in their last 13. They're back at the 500 mark, thanks in part to Kyle Schwarber, who has 16 home runs in 18 days. Where is Dinger Tuesday with Kyle Schwarber when you need it? That broke an all-time MLB record. Kyle Schwarber. Is Schwarber's outburst legit, and are the Nationals back or for being basically a playoff contender?
Man, well, Dinger Tuesday yesterday, Trevor and I didn't go with him.
He was
plus 390 or something like that. Hit one in the first inning as the leadoff hitter. So what he's doing is just incredible. Ridiculous. And is he going to continue this pace? I mean, no one continues that pace ever.
No.
But him hitting bombs and just being that guy that doesn't have maybe a crazy good average but is going to put it over the fence quite a bit. I mean, that's who he is in the Nationals. This is what they did.
Yeah.
Was that last year? My years are confused now.
I am
2 years
now.
Ago.
Was that the COVID year? It was 2 years ago, I think.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't even have a long enough season where if you started through the first 50 games and weren't very good, I mean, that was it. 2 years ago where they, you know, through the first 2 months or whatever it was of the season, were down and towards last place, and now they got it going. We know that team's talented with
no doubt.
Turner and Soto, and now with Schwarber doing what he's doing, and Scherzer. As well, so for him not to be on that trade market, that thought of that is making me kind of sad. I'm sure you're the same.
Oh, I agree, and that's the one thing. Like, I want to ask you before I get to this: is Schwarber now a guy? And I'm not sure what his contract is right now with the Nationals. I don't think he's available by any means after this year. But is he a guy going forward that now you've got to pinpoint as somebody that could come really help your offense?
I've mentioned before, it's just kind of that it's that Adam Dunn role.
Good call.
If you can slot him in the you slot him apparently at the top of your order. I don't even know what his average is this year off the top of my head, but power is, especially in today's game, it is very, very glorified and very valuable. So that is certainly something that you would covet, and I'm sure he's making himself a lot of money with what he's doing right now.
Totally agree. All right, now back to the question. Will the Nationals, are they back to being playoff contenders?
I don't even think I answered the question.
Well, no.
But the Braves are underachievers.
We'll answer it together.
Yeah, we can do that.
The East doesn't impress me. So I think, yes, I would say that the Nationals, the idea that they've won 10 of the last 13, and it's jumped them up in that division, and I look, the Braves aren't doing much. You look at the other teams, the Phillies aren't doing much. The Mets, I mean, with DeGrom, who knows when he's a ticking time bomb, unfortunately, when it comes to injuries, although he's been really good this season, and I hope he stays that way. I seriously consider that because, like you said, Soto is one of those guys that can carry a team for a couple of weeks. Schwarber just carried a team for a couple of weeks. Trey Turner is an absolute stud. Max Scherzer is a guy that's going to go out every fifth day and get you a victory, at least put you in position to get you a victory. You still have Steven Strasburg. Is he hurt?
It's funny. I was thinking the same question in my head.
I don't even know. This is how bad it is. When the Cardinals aren't good, my baseball knowledge goes down. But
I'm going to blame it on getting married.
You've been busy, at least. I haven't had any excuse except that I'm chasing my son around to different baseball and basketball venues for the last 3 weeks. But, you know, you've got enough talent, in other words, combined with a division that I think is not very strong. So, yeah, in my mind, absolutely, the Nationals back are playoff contenders.
All right, John.
Next question.
Mike Trout has been he's been moved to the 60-day IL, meaning he's out well past the All-Star break. The Angels are 38-40, which is kind of better than they had been doing earlier on, like when he first went out, and it's like, man, they're going to be really, really bad. Should they consider selling some of their big pieces?
Yes, except for two guys, right? You can't trade Otani. And you cannot trade Trout. Now, I wish, did I say that Shohei Ohtani? I mean, yes. I'm not used to saying just Ohtani. I wish they would trade Mike Trout. And I've been through this 100 times just because I wish he'd come to, like, maybe not anybody in the Central unless it's the Cardinals. And, of course, Cub fans are like, hold on a second. We'll take him at Wrigley. It would be fun, like, if he were on, let's say, the White Sox. I mean, that would almost be unfair, but just a guy that I could watch more often and really appreciate his talents. Now, obviously, the injury's hurting him this year. Look, the Angels have tried this thing with the best player in baseball for the last, 8 years? And they've been to the playoffs one time, and they won exactly zero playoff games. It is not working, Angels. It is time to change your model. Hello, Sixers. It is time to change the model and do something different. I would totally, if I were the Angels, start trading off some of my top pieces, except you can't trade Shohei Ohtani, who you won money off last night, and, of course, Mike Trout. You just can't trade those two, unfortunately.
Ohtani's going nowhere. And,
no.
And he's one of those guys that you do wish you could watch a little bit more, but just watching his highlights, 28 bombs already, and he's going to throw tonight and, get it up there 98, 99, maybe even 100 miles an hour. He's incredible. You're not trading him.
No.
You take him and Trout out, and you're obviously Pujols isn't even on that team or hasn't even been considered a big piece for a while. You got Upton, who's...
He's never really...
Give you some power.
Yeah.
But he's hitting .247.
He's never really lived up to his potential, I don't think.
Nah. A big disappointment for them, Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
He's hitting like .230, only 5 home runs. He could be somebody that... I don't know what – I mean, I'm sure he's commanded a lot of money, and the contract would be tough to part with. But maybe someone would just say, okay, let's put him on a contender, different change of scenery. Maybe he gets going like he did with the Nationals.
I agree.
Because it's just not – it's not happening right now in L.A.
How about with the Cubs? Rendon with the Cubs? I mean, my goodness. He was so good with the Nationals. All right, we're getting up against time here, Pipes, but we got one more. Johnny Gross?
Next question.
The home run derby field is coming together. Trevor Story, Trey Mancini, Shohei Ohtani, they've all announced their participation. Who else, Derek Piper, should be on this list?
I'd love to see Ronald Acuña.
Yes.
Vladdy Jr.
Can we answer
as many
this
of those guys?
And I don't mean to homer it here, but Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets a hold of a ball, if you haven't watched much of Tyler O'Neill, it is an effortless swing when he gets a hold of one, and he can absolutely bomb baseball. So I would like to see Tyler O'Neill. Just then I'd probably watch, because I don't ever watch the Home Run Derby.
It'd be fun to see a Javi Baez.
Yes, because they're not going to be throwing off-speed pitches to Javi, right?
So he's not chasing sliders in the left-hand batter's box.
How many times would Baez strike out in a Home Run Derby? That's terrible. I know, but I'd love to see him in that, just hitting bombs.
He's in Colorado, right?
Yes.
Oh, man.
No. Oh, you said, oh, no. I don't know. Is it in Colorado?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, then I definitely would take a guy like Javi Baez. I'm trying to think of some other guys around the league that would be fun to watch in that thing. I mean, obviously, Otani's the guy you're... And I almost don't want him to do it. I mean, this Home Run Derby is one that, like, it's almost a fact that when you do this, you wear yourself out to the point where you struggle a little bit in the second half in terms of power. I almost don't want to see Shohei Ohtani do this, because I just want to see what he can do over a complete year as both a pitcher and a hitter.
Yeah, you don't want to give him any reason to slow down, right, or anything like that, but I don't know. The show will be worth it, Shohei.
Right. Yeah,
that's good. I didn't even mean to make that pun, but it works.
It definitely works. All right, Pipes, listen, got to thank Dan Hartlib. That was great to talk to Mr. Hartlib. Always fun to do that. Kind of went through the Sox a little bit today. Good stuff there. I guess what, tomorrow's Friday? No, tomorrow's Thursday.
I wish it was Friday.
I know.
No, not quite.
That's my fault. So I guess we'll see everybody tomorrow. All right. Thanks to Trevor, who's not even here. Pipes, I'll see you tomorrow. We're out. It is The Drive.